And this is, here's a three-point outline right here. He said, another Jesus, another spirit, and another gospel, right? These are the three bad guys that Paul's afraid that they're going to get sucked in by. Who is another Jesus? Well, here's the thing. If you just have a guy that you call Jesus, that doesn't make him the Jesus of the Bible. The right Jesus is the Jesus of the Bible because he's the Word made flesh. So if he's the Word made flesh, he's the Jesus of the Bible. Amen? So basically, what you have out there are a lot of Hispanic people named Jesus, okay? And I'm not against you if you're here tonight and your name's Jesus, but you're not my Savior, okay? Well, just as much as Jesus down the street is not your Savior, just because people say that they believe in Jesus does not mean that they believe in the Jesus of the Bible. In fact, you'll even hear people say things like, well, the Jesus I believe in, and then they'll just make up things out of their own heart that aren't in the Bible. You know, the Jesus that I believe in is just tolerant of everything, and he's for homos and everything. You know, it's just like, well, that's a different Jesus. Or how about this? What about the Jesus of Islam? Is Jesus of Islam the same as Jesus of the Bible? No, because the Jesus of the Bible is the Son of God. The Jesus of Islam is not the Son of God. They believe that Jesus is just a prophet, not the Son of God. That's not the same Jesus, is it? Okay, what about the Jesus of Mormonism that's a created being, his brother's Lucifer? That's a different Jesus, okay? The Jesus of the Jehovah's Witnesses is not the Jesus of the Bible because he's Michael the Archangel, and he's not co-eternal with God the Father. He's a created being, okay? He's a lesser God. In fact, their Bible changes it where it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In their Bible that they've corrupted, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. A God? How many are there? There is only but one. So you can't have a God, all right? Just that, unless you have a false God. You know, the Bible talks about a God and gods, plural, but it's always false gods, which are demons, okay? When it comes to the true God, there's only one. So the Jesus of the Bible is the Son of God, okay? Also, the Oneness Pentecostals have another Jesus, right? They have a Jesus that's God the Father. They don't believe in the Trinity. They believe in modalism, and that's another Jesus. That's not the Jesus that's the Son of God, that's divine, that's co-eternal, that's the Creator. So we want to make sure we have the Jesus of the Bible, not the Jesus of liberal social justice warriors that say, well, the Jesus I believe in is for Bernie Sanders or whatever, you know. You know, that's not the Jesus of the Bible. And so we want to make sure that we have the biblical Jesus, not another Jesus. Amen? Okay. Then we also want to make sure that we don't receive another spirit. Now, there's the Holy Spirit, and then there's another spirit that could be received. This is a scary thing because the other spirit would be an unclean spirit. All throughout the Bible, we see people that are possessed of an unclean spirit or an unclean devil. They have a fallen demon that comes into them, and we don't want to have anything to do with those unfruitful works of darkness. And so we're to beware of another Jesus. We're to beware of another spirit. You know, this spirit that takes over people's bodies, and they're... That's not the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says the spirit of the prophets is subject to the prophets. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon someone, they don't lose control of their body. They don't lose control of their voice box. The Lord speaks through them, but they're actually still in control. They're in the driver's seat. They don't just black out and 5 minutes later, people, oh, what happened? What did I say? What did I do? Oh, you rolled around on the ground and you barked like a dog and laughed hysterically and spoke in tongues. Ah. You know, that's, folks, when you see people and they're not in the driver's seat and they lose control of their bodies and they're flopping on the ground and foaming at the mouth and speaking with another voice that's not theirs, that's not the Holy Spirit. It's not. That's another spirit. Beware. And that's the charismaniac movement is what I'm talking, charismatic movement that I'm talking about. And then the next thing he says is beware of another gospel. Okay, gospel means the good news, right? The good news that Jesus Christ died for us and was buried and rose again, and if we just trust him, we'll be saved. Okay, but there's another gospel out there that Galatians warns us about. We talked about it this morning. The gospel of follow the law and you'll be saved. the gospel of obey the commandments and you'll be saved. And Galatians spends all six chapters rebuking that other gospel. So people say, I believe the gospel, but is it the biblical gospel? I believe in Jesus. Is it the Jesus of the Bible? I've received the Holy Spirit. Is it the Holy Spirit or is it another spirit? Okay, we need to try the spirits whether they're of God.